There's no question that more and more people are seeing that there are wonderful places overseas where they can get very, very good medical care. Also, if it's not highly specialized and a very exotic illness, you know, there are only a few places in the world that can take care of very exotic illnesses that, you know, are very rare. But things like replacing a hip, that's a pretty common procedure that's done even in community hospitals in the United States. And I don't see that as a big draw for people coming over to the United States.
How popular is medical tourism now? What percent of the population is involved?
It's a relatively small percentage, I'm quite confident. I've forgotten the percentages, but it's very small.
So we're thinking less than 1%?
I think it's probably in that neighborhood, but I don't know exactly what it is.
No problem. Do you think that medical tourism is good for the U.S. economy?
Well, probably when it comes toward New York Presbyterian, it is. And, you know, there are organizations within the United States that promote medical tourism, so for those organizations, it's probably very good. And some of these hospitals, like Johns Hopkins, that partners with hospitals in Saudi Arabia and other places like that, those organizations must get something from having that relationship, but I don't know exactly what the economic
Do you feel that maybe it saves money because health insurers pay out less for, is there any sort of monetary value long term, or is that
Well, I think for the most part, people who are going overseas for medical care right now are going because either they have an HSA or they're not insured at all. I think there are very few people who are going because they have health insurance. Because health insurance, unless the health insurance company incentivizes them to go.
Which hasn't historically been done, but we've heard
But I think we've heard that it's going to start. And once that starts, I don't know whether that's good for the economy or not. I mean, in some sense it's good because it makes insurance cheaper over here if people don't have to pay for expensive procedures. On the other hand, one of the biggest parts of our economy is healthcare, and if people are not using that part of our economy, that could be very bad for our economy.
Yeah. How can our healthcare system that is grossly understaffed in terms of nursing and primary care physicians think about taking on an influx of medical tourists potentially to our country? How do we justify handling that new influx?
I think that's very problematic. We do have a shortage of physicians. You know, I would say that it depends what the procedures are, too. I mean, I've heard that sometimes it's harder for a poor patient to find care for a melanoma than it is for a wealthy person to get a Botox injection. And so I think that we've got a crazy system here, and we really do have to insure everybody, and we have to make this system much more rational than it is.
Are some hospitals in the United States willing to compete with medical tourism destinations to retain patients in the United States? Have you heard about that?
I don't know.
You don't know? Okay. Thought I'd ask. And then you mentioned that on the AMA website that there is a sort of summary about what's going on overseas. Would you be able to give me just sort of the highest level broad strokes on what is going on overseas?
Well, I think what that report does is that it puts into detail what some of the incentives are for patients to go overseas. So, the incentives overseas are that there are a lot of very qualified doctors in very beautiful hospitals who provide this care, and some of the physicians have actually become international stars where people actually seek out a particular physician. And they get that information over the internet, which is also a big change because it's a lot easier to find that information now. On the domestic side, there are a lot of incentives for people to go overseas because it's less expensive. You get physicians who speak this language, who've been trained in this country, and you go to a beautiful place. So those are some of the things that have become incentives for people to go overseas for their care. I still think it's a very, very small group of people. Most people are not that comfortable taking a chance. Most people in the United States don't know what the Joint Commission is, and so they don't know anything about Joint Commission International. Whereas people who are in the industry of globalized medical care, Joint Commission International is very, very important. As a matter of fact, I have a picture in one of my slideshows that I give to physicians of the lobby of one of the Indian hospitals that's Joint Commission International accredited. In the United States, when the Joint Commission accredits your hospital, there's a little framed certificate hanging somewhere in your hospital.
Like the elevator certificate.
Exactly. When you're Joint Commission International overseas and you're accredited, it takes up half of the lobby.
Wow.
You know, it's this great big round thing that's sitting in this beautiful modern lobby that says Joint Commission International Accredited Hospital.
Wow.
It's really quite different.
Yes, it is. You reviewed in your presentation some of the concerns that the AMA had outlined about the, you know, the risks associated with medical tourism. Can you review a few of those most significant ones?
Well, first of all, we think it ought to be voluntary. That nobody should be coerced or should be forced to get their care overseas. On the other hand, we think that patients should have choice, and so we certainly would welcome their ability to make a choice. We're concerned about receiving care overseas without having plans for what to do if something happens to you when you get home. We're concerned about people going overseas to try to combine a vacation with medical care and then having the vacation afterwards and then doing something. Usually this is some sort of elective surgery, and people tend to think that they can do things earlier than they sometimes can, and we worry about how doing a vacation right after surgery might affect that patient's health. We're concerned about a long plane ride too soon after surgery. A 10-hour plane ride can result in an embolus, and we certainly don't want to see people getting emboluses because they've chosen to have their care overseas. And we think that patients should be informed of all the risks. We also think patients should have the ability to find out some information about the physician who's going to be taking care of them before they go. And we think that they should understand what their recourse is if things don't go the way they had planned before they go, so that they shouldn't get there and be prisoners of the system and then have no way to fix things on their own because they have nobody to talk to.
Is it possible to understand a foreign country's legal system and what exactly you're getting into from a recourse perspective in advance?
Well, you know, there are a lot of organizations now that promote medical tourism and medical care overseas. And those organizations have a responsibility, really, to explain to patients. They don't have to have some complicated description of the legal system, but they do have to be able to say to the patient, look, you know, if such and such happens, you're not going to be able to sue. Or, you know, it will be very difficult for you to file a lawsuit. Or something that indicates to them that there is no recourse if there is no recourse. There may be places where there are recourses, but I think it's much more difficult for an American citizen who receives care overseas, especially a citizen who is going there because of the cost of care. That tends to be somebody who's in a lower income level and may not have the resources even stateside to make some sort of a legal issue over something that happened to them overseas.
And in closing then, what do you think the American people should know about medical tourism? What's the most important thing they should know?
I think they should know that people can get terrific care overseas, no question about it. But if you're going to do it, you should make certain that you understand all the ramifications about doing so, you know, including the credentials of the place where you're going and the people who are going to be taking care of you, and making certain that you have plans for what will happen if something goes wrong while you're there, and plans for what will happen if something goes wrong when you get home. And if you take all of that into consideration, I think it's perfectly reasonable to go overseas to receive some sort of an elective procedure.